Welcome to City on a Hill, where we believe, belong, become, and build. We are a loving and caring community located in Crab Orchard, West Virginia, led by Pastor Damon Davis. Whether you're listening for the first time or you're a regular part of our family, we are so glad that you're here. At City on a Hill, we believe in reaching out to everyone with the love of Christ. Make sure to visit us online at cityonahillwv.com for more info on how to get connected. Now, let's dive right into the message from today and grow together in Christ.
Amen. Are you glad to be here today? Ain't God good? He's alive. He's alive. Hallelujah. He's alive. Amen. He's so worthy. He's so worthy. Amen, amen. If you're a visitor here today, we want to welcome you. Give our visitors a hand. If you're a visitor, you know who you are. Amen. So good to have you. Amen. We appreciate it. Amen. The good part of the service now is when I preach, you get to sit down. So if you're tired, you're glad to see me. Hosea chapter 1, verse 2. Hosea chapter 1, verse 2. The beginning of the word of the Lord by Hosea. And the Lord said to Hosea, go, take unto thee a wife of whoredoms and children of whoredoms. For the land hath committed great whoredom, departing from the Lord. You can go ahead and be seated. There are a lot of places that people can go to find a spouse. There's a lot of places that you can go to find a girlfriend or a boyfriend. There are websites you can go to. They try to match you up by your personality. I'd be scared to death. I don't know about you, but I would be so nervous to go on there and have them match my personality with somebody else's personality. Because I've learned something about people. A lot of people have I would be afraid that what they put on there was somehow not accurate with who they truly was. And they even have them for Christian mingle. So you go on, and let me tell you something I've learned about Christian people. Some of them aren't Christian. And if I'm just thinking somebody may be on there trying to find a Christian that wasn't a Christian, and that would make me nervous too. There's a lot of ways to go about it. You can meet people in your general area. There's how many people in here was set up by a family member with the person that you're with? Anybody? How many people were set up by anybody? Somebody set you up with who you're with. Raise your hand. Come on. Let me see you. Somebody else. It's not a setup. I mean, they set you up. Like, they played matchmaker and got you with who you're with. How many of you met in school? How many people here met the person you're with in school? How many people met at an uncomely place that you don't want to tell us right now because we're in church? All right, we appreciate your honesty. If you don't know my story, I'm going to share it with you for a minute. I knew I was going to marry my wife before she knew I was going to marry her. And I knew before her wonderful father-in-law back there knew. And the way I knew that I was going to marry her was I was praying one night. And no, I didn't have to put in my personality. God knew my personality. I didn't have to have anybody set me up. And though, believe it or not, back then people tried to set me up. Yeah, that's right. I was smaller then, had hair, a little bit more muscular. I was, you know, people tried. Well, I was praying and I said, God, I got a ministry. And I know I'm called to preach. And listen here, if you are single in here today, let me tell you something. Be very careful who you marry. You know, some of you people that are married didn't amen that enough. I thought maybe you would give them a little more umph right there and let them know. And I was praying and I said, God, who am I going to marry? And as sure, as clear as God has ever spoke to me, he said, Tracy Tucker. As sure as we are standing here right now and you can hear my voice, I heard her name. And to those that don't know the story, I said, God, she's a heathen. She wasn't saved. I know the rules. I read the book. If you don't know the rules, let me tell you the rules. If they're a heathen and you're not, don't get with them. Do I need to give you a scripture and verse and make it sound more holy? If I do, I will. What fellowship hath light with darkness? It's called unequally. Oh, y'all know. So y'all know. Now y'all helping me with this. So listen, it's not a mission field. So you can't missionary date. Well, let me tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to date this heathen. I'm going to show them the love of God, and I'm going to marry them and get them saved. You better make sure they get that settled before you ever say, I do. Can I get an amen? That's good teaching. He said, Tracy Tucker, and I knew it was God. And I said, well, God, what? Can I throw this in? Yeah, I got to throw it in. We're at a restaurant with a friend of mine, and she walks in with her boyfriend. And they have been line dancing. You know what line dancing is to you young people? Any young people don't know what line dancing is? It's the boot scooting boogie stuff where they do all that. And her and her boyfriend walked in, and she stopped at the table to talk to us, heathen. And after she walked off, I looked at my friend and I said, that's my wife. And he said, you might want to tell him. I said, God will work it out. He'll work it out. But I'm going to marry her. I'm going to marry her. And I said, God, if you want me to marry you, you got to save her. And there was a revival, a youth revival. And we had got to talking. And she called me one night and she said, hey, guess what? I said, what? She said, I got saved. I said, this is real. Like, this is real. And her first date was to a Carmen concert. Do y'all know who Carmen is? Yeah. I mean, that dude back in the day was the coolest white Christian rapper ever. And I remember as we're going to the concert, I had rear-ended somebody in my truck, and the insurance adjuster had came to check my truck out, and the hood didn't latch the hood down. And we're going down the interstate, and my hood flies straight up. And I look at her, and I can't see. There's no, you know how there's a little thing. There's no. I'm just like, oh, Jesus. And I get off the interstate, and we make it. We make it. But God does something in these verses that is so unique. He tells Hosea to go get a wife. I don't guess I have to finish the story about whether that was God or not, do I? Because listen here, next Sunday, I will not be here because we will be gone celebrating our 29th wedding anniversary. 29 years. I'm telling you, I love her. She's awesome. He said, go down. Now, you know my story. She was line dancing. But he said, go down to the corner. He said, I want you to go down to the whoremongers, Hosea, and get you a wife. Not Christian mingle, not even secular mingle. not at the bar, not at past all that. Go down to the corner and pick you up a wife. Now, if I'm Hosea, I'm going to have some reserve in all this. Can you say amen? Seriously, man, I've been praying for a good girl. I've been praying for a good girl. I've even went to church to try to find her, God. And you're telling me that I've got to go down there and pick her. Did y'all catch that? He said, the word of the Lord came. And the Lord said to Hosea, go take unto thee a wife of whoredoms. Whoredoms and children of whoredoms. For the land hath committed great whoredom, departing from the Lord. God is wanting to show something through the lives of Hosea and Gomer. And Hosea's name has so much significance in all this. And if you don't know what his name means, I'm glad you're here today, because his name is the utmost importance. He goes down to take a wife. Can I borrow you now? He goes down to take a wife of whoredoms. He is commanded to love her. God commands him to love her. Well, let me tell you what Hosea does. He loves her. He loves her. An unlikely candidate, but he loves her. And so he takes her to be his wife, and she conceives children. Three children, as you read the verses. You get a chance, read the verses. Three children she conceives. Years of relationship. Let me tell you what's really, 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 really tough. Is I think about this sometimes. After 29 years, if she leaves me now, I'm going to be a mess. We're to the point now, we got one more to get out of our house. We got one more to get out of the house. And Eddie, we have no dog. I'm not rushing you in. I'm not rushing. I'm kidding. But most of the time, it's just us. Most of the time, it's just this past week, I took her on a trip to a place that was closed. We drove an hour and a half. I was so excited. I was going to surprise her. We got there. They were closed. And she looked at me and she said, I still had fun. I'm with you. We're to that point. So 3 years maybe Hosea is with Gomer. He took her from whoredoms to be his wife, to become in union and become one with. And though Hosea may have been okay with it, something inside of her was not. Give me my next verses. Chapter 2, I want you to watch this. She left him. She left him. I can't imagine. I don't know. I don't know what I would do at this point in my life if she left me. He gets to the point, he says, he tells the kids, he said, plead with your mother. Fast forward just a few moments. She leaves. He says, plead with your mother, plead. She's not my wife. Neither am I her husband. Let her therefore put away her whoredoms out of her sight and her adulteries from between her breasts. He said, you know what? He said, I'm so frustrated. She's gone. He tells the kids, go tell her to stop. Go tell her to quit. Go tell her to put, what is it in us? He was good to her. He did everything for her. I made up my mind long ago, and if you're different, it's okay, but this was in my mind. This is the way I thought it should be, and this is the way we've done it now for almost 29 years. I said, you know what, Tracy? You don't have to work if you don't want to. She doesn't. That's the way we did it. If you do it different, I'm okay with however you want. But and she said, I'm good with not. I said, well, I got you. Most of my working career has been 60 hours plus a week. Most, not counting travel time, most of it. And did anybody notice that dress she had on? Did you like it? I bought it. She pulls out her debit card and she goes to the grocery store. She buys what she wants to buy. She gets what she wants to get. She does, and I don't know why she would leave me as good as I got her set up. But you know what? Let me tell you what Hosea's name means. Anybody know what his name means? Anybody know? His name means salvation. Did you hear me? His name means salvation. And let me tell you what salvation does. Salvation sets you up pretty good. As a matter of fact, this salvation that we preach as a type of what we are reading about right now sets you up to where you don't ever have to work. Oh, y'all not getting this, because that's worth a hand clap right there. The salvation that he gave me, I don't have to work for it. When salvation came, I don't have to labor for it. When salvation showed up, and let me reiterate right here, when salvation showed up for me, he showed up for something that was far worse than some of you. Can I get a witness in this room? When God came to save you, he bypassed some things and got to a place because God loved you so much that he wanted to bring you out. Hosea is a type of this story that we have with Jesus. Where'd he get you from? Where did he come to get you from? Where did salvation find you at? Preacher, I tell you where he found me. He found me in Sunday school. He found me in church. So I'm not as bad as some of these other people. I'm going to tell you right now, some of the worst people I've ever met in my life went to Sunday school. Am I telling it right? People say preachers' kids are the worst kids. It's because we let them play with your kids. Where were you at when he came to find you? Where were you when salvation came? Took her to wife. Put her in a place of safety. Put her in a place of security. Gave her his name, but there was something working in her. She needed something that she thought he could not give her. There are so many people, Randy, that come to Jesus and somehow they feel like he can't give them what they need. So they find their way back out into the world to try to find it again. The same place that they had tried it before and couldn't find anything to feel that emptiness in their heart. They go back out and try to find it again. I assure you, friend, no matter how long she's gone, no matter how long she looks, no matter how long you search, there is nothing that can fill the void that salvation can feel in your life. There is nothing that can take the place. There is no joy like his joy. There is no peace like his peace. There is no comfort like his comfort. There is none. There's nothing in this world that can satisfy like he can. He said, go find her. Go find your mom. Hosea 2:5. For their mother, listen to this, for their mother had played the harlot. She that conceived them hath done shamefully. In the house of salvation, she done things that were shameful. Are you following me? Are you with me? Have you ever labeled yourself as a Christian and still did things that were shameful in the house of salvation, I don't need you to witness. I already know. There's not one person in this room perfect. If you was, we would have to ask you to leave because you would make us feel uncomfortable. He said, those kids that he sent looking for wasn't his kids. She conceived them, hath done shamefully. For she said, I will go after my, listen to this, watch this really, really close. Go after my lovers that give me bread and my water, my wool, my flax, my oil, and my drink. She said, I'm leaving you because I've got to go out there to my lovers to get what I need to get. You can't give me what they can give me. And somehow the devil has this world fooled into believing that what he has to offer, God can't. I'm here to tell you, I serve a God that can do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we ask or even think by the power that works in us. Doug, I've never had any kind of joy like the joy I have now that I have salvation and I dwell in the house of safety. I don't know about you, but I'm going to tell you right now, I didn't want to die before. I was scared to die. Hell was hot and it was eternal. I didn't want to die. Reason I didn't want to die is because I knew if I did die, that's where I'd go. Anybody with me? Anybody ever been there? I knew. Now, I'm in a place that I got a feeling everything's gonna be all right. If I die before I wake, I don't care if you feed Jake or not. It ain't gonna matter to me because I'm in a good place. I'm in a place of rest. I'm in the house of salvation. I'm in a house of safety. Salvation came to where I was, and he abides in me, and I abide in him. And there ain't nothing this world has to offer that can compare with that salvation. Go get her. She said, I've got to go find some stuff. People that are lost, you know what they're looking for? They're looking for something to fill the void. You know how I know? Because I was there. Dustin, I never could find anything in this world to fill the void. I found out that hole in my heart was God-shaped. And the only thing that could fill it was him. Everything else I tried to make fit in that place, I couldn't make it fit in. Leaving the house of salvation, she went searching. My bread, my sustenance. I got to have something that'll feed me. Said, my water. The very thing that I need to give me life. My wool, my flax, something to protect me, to keep me warm. My drink, my blessing. I got to go out and find it. And here's salvation. Her name means complete. Her name means complete. She wanted to be complete. But she felt like salvation couldn't make her complete. So she left. Their life is an illustration to the gospel. They weren't named these names just to make a good story. Their life was put out there so that we could see exactly how it works. She left. People started asking. I'm speculating here. Can I have some liberty to speculate? Because here's how it works. When they leave, people ask you, hey, have you seen her lately? Have you heard from her? Have you talked to her lately? She's gone, but how are you? How are you doing that she left? What are you guys going to do? What do you plan on doing? And as the time goes by, people stop asking. But I'm going to tell you what I believe. I believe when she first left, every time he heard somebody on the porch, he got up to see who it was. I believe he'd go to the window and look out every now and then. What are you looking for, Dad? Oh, nothing, nothing. But then God does something powerful. Are y'all bored yet? You okay? Watch this. Hosea 3. Then said the Lord unto me, go yet. Let me tell you what go yet means. Go again. Go yet. Love a woman beloved of her friend, yet an adulteress, according to the love of the Lord toward the children of Israel who took to other gods and loved flagons of wine. So, he says, Hosea, go again. Go again. God, this, listen, I'm thinking if I'm Hosea, I'm going, nah, I don't think so. No, not this time. As a matter of fact, I don't care where she is. As a matter of fact, it doesn't matter to me. I'm over it now. I've got closure on this deal. And now that I got closure, it does not matter to me where she is, and I'm not going after her. But he said, do it again. Go find her again. Go again. I know she cheated. I know she turned her back. I know she went the wrong way. But Hosea, you got to go find her again. Why me, God? Why me? Why me? Because your name is salvation. If your name was envy, I'd leave you alone. If your name was strife, I'd leave you alone. If your name was complacency, I would leave you alone. But your name's salvation. And let me tell you what salvation does. Salvation gets up and goes after the one that has gone astray. No matter how wicked it is, your salvation. Scholars have debated. Theologians have argued. But the truth is, Hosea went to the marketplace. And as he began to make his way through that place, he began to look. I want you to picture in your mind for just a minute. Go again, Hosea. Go again. Theologians and scholars would tell us that her life choices had landed her in a place of slavery. She had left him, and now that she had left, her choices had put her in a place of bondage that she couldn't deliver herself from. Man, I feel God right now. Because what she did not know is even though she was bound, salvation was in the marketplace looking for her. Oh, you got to hear me today. Salvation was making his way through the crowd trying to find her. And then the door opens. I don't know what door it was, but the door opened. And when the door opened, she comes in. He's looking, he's searching, he hears the sound, and he turns around, and salvation sees completeness. Is that the dress that I bought her? Is that the one that I provided for, and now we find her here? Alex, he had every right to say you deserve exactly what you got. You deserve it. Your sin brought this upon you. But no, he's salvation. And because he's salvation, let me tell you what Hosea did. Though they're bidding on her, he says, stop! That is my wife. That is my wife. I know she may not be worth much to any of the rest of you, but I came here searching for her. I know she did wrong. I know what she is, but I know who I am. I know she's trying to be complete, but I know this, she'll never be complete without me. You can never find completeness without being joined to salvation. I know it's a wicked place, but I'm salvation, and it ain't even fair. It's not even fair that I gotta buy back what belongs to me. She already belongs to me. But Hosea, the Bible says, gets 15 shekels of silver and he buys back what was already his. Listen to me really close. This is what redemption is. Redemption, redeem, to redo it. He rebought her. Oh, you gotta hear me. We like sheep, we've all gone astray. We've all turned every man to his own way. But let me tell you what salvation does. Salvation comes to where you are. And even though she's mine, she's still mine. She still belongs to me. I know it don't look right, but she's mine. She's mine. She's mine. I'll buy it. I'll pay. I'll take her. She's not just another slave. That's my wife. Every time you've turned your back on Jesus, every time you have left the house of safety, if you're sitting in this room today, it's because this happened. Because he came back to where you were. He left the 99 and he came to where you were. Oh, you were looking out there, but what you were looking for out there, you can only find right here in this relationship with salvation, with security, with him. I'm here to tell you, there is nothing out there that will fulfill what he can fulfill. Can you say amen and clap your hands if you're saved and you're redeemed and salvation is in your house? Are you thankful? Are you so thankful? You know what he did? He took you home. Come on, baby, it's okay. We'll take another trip without him being open. Come on, honey. You're still mine. He found you in a bad spot. You ran back to that spot. And he came and got you again. She thought he couldn't fulfill what she needed. She thought that. But when he pulled out the silver, he said, I got it. I got it. I got what it needs. I got what you need. I got it. I got exactly what it takes. And whatever the price is, I can pay it. Oh, let me say that again. I don't care how wicked your sin is. He can take care of it. He's got enough. Come on, musicians. Come on. She's leaving me again. I'll go get her again. He'll go get her over and 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 over. I'm going to end with this. Are you ready? Hosea 2:16. Paid for. And it shall be at that day, saith the Lord, that thou shalt call me Ishi, and shalt call me no more Bala. why you got to study your Bible. Because you got to know what these names mean. You don't know, and I know, and I'm the preacher, so come back next Sunday. He said, don't call me Ishi. Or he said, call me Ishi, don't call me Belai. Don't call me Belai, call me Ishi. Don't. Because Belai means owner. I know I paid for you, but don't call me owner. I know I paid the price for you, but don't call me Lord. Don't call me owner. He said, call me Ishi. Ishi means husband. Yeah, I bought you, but I don't own you. I don't want that kind of relationship. I want a relationship where you know I'm your husband. I'm your husband. It's about love. It's not about I have to. It's not about, this is a duty that I got to do. It's about I want to. I want to. I want to be in relationship with you. You're my husband. You're my protector. You are. You're not. Oh, somebody give him a hand clap if he's your husband. How gracious is he? I'm closing. He'd do it again. Because there are people sitting in this room right now that are witnesses. He didn't come after me one time. He didn't come after me two. He didn't just come after me three. But he came after me time and time and time and time again. I'm to the point now where I don't want to leave anymore. Is anybody with me? I'm to the point now, I just want to stay in his presence. Man, I just want to stay with him. How many times, Thomas, do we got to go out there and try to find something to fulfill it? Knowing that it cannot perform. Nothing in this world lives up to its hype. Nothing. In the end, it brings destruction. But this relationship is life. As we sing this song, if you need prayer, if you feel like you need to come back home, would you step out? Would you come to the altar? Would you unite with him again? If you're not in right relationship, would you get that right? But I was hungry. That we were good. We were good. We were good. We were good. And then we weren't good. If you feel something in your heart right now, that's him. That's him going through the marketplace. Salvation and bondage in the same area. Let's sing. If you want to stand, you can stand. If you want to sit, you can sit. If you want to pray, you can pray. If you want to cry, you can cry. If you just want to stand there and say, thank you. Thank you, Lord, for salvation. Thank you, Lord.